Prologue. It is dark around us, for a war between two races has been ignited. Pain and sorrow, death and decline wherever you look. The battle in the spirit is in full swing and has already claimed a heavy victim from me. Joliad Kakodaz, the good-natured fox, is dead. With him has died a part of my soul that was as loving, kind and innocent as he. It took a lot of strength and caused a lot of pain to see him die. Nevertheless, I do not give up and face the challenge with all my courage to move my story forward. It is not without reason that I have always spoken of three equal parts of my mind. You as my listener will know which Anthros are these soul parts, Joliad, Amarok, Chenra. They are all my children, my brothers, my family. When you love someone with all your heart, there also comes a time when you have to say goodbye. The feeling of sadness creeps over you and all too quickly you hang your head, feel worthless and unloved. But when you realize that love means renunciation, when you believe that there must be a good reason for everything, the pain of loss disappears by itself and makes room for a new stage that you can fill with a new love. A new time begins and waits to be discovered by one. Time wants to be experienced. That's why it never mattered to me in the past where I was, but when. This when did not mean a specific point in time. It meant a concrete feeling. How did I feel in the different situations? What did I feel, inside me and around me? Whatever your decision was to read the first part of Vulpes Lupus Canis, I'm glad you did. And I thank you for the fact that you apparently found it so exciting and entertaining that you deliberately picked up the second part. If you again take the time to let what I am telling you here sink in, you will find that some things happened in the first part of this series that will only now make sense. Of course, not every thought can be resolved to the end. But that is also not my goal. It's a win-win for both of us, so while I sit there and sort my mind through my narratives, you can use the product, the written word, to pass the time a little bit. I continue to build on your curiosity and let you know everything there is to know about my world and its progress after the war between wolves and foxes broke out. Hopefully, you too long for peace and quiet, as my spirit and I have done all this time. Time is a good keyword, most people should have heard that it is relative. But not everyone is likely to know that everyone can experience it passing faster or slower individually. It flows quickly, when we occupy ourselves with something we love. I hope you will love reading this book, because then you will teach yourself that time is a finite and precious resource. But now I should tell you more about my protagonists, because as you know, my time is limited.